This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And each week we have a special paddlers or peddlers report for you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's presented by Massey's, and Captain Eric Mahabarak does the reporting for us. Good morning, Captain Eric. How's things over at Massey's? You drop by there lately?
Yeah, actually, I was there the other day. I seen they had their ski clothes. I know people are getting ready to go out of town for Mardi Gras. I know a lot of them go skiing up in the snow there. They kind of have that. I'm just going to watch them leave. But, yeah, they got a full line of ski clothes. Their winter clothes on sale, you know. They also have one Wilderness kayak left, and I think they got a good deal on it. So if somebody's looking for a nice battle kayak, might want to swing by, check that out. They got a few of them Hobies left. I think they get a new shipment in February for the 2023, so that should be interesting to see what they come out with as far as Hobies.
Are you upgrading?
Yes, I am upgrading. I'm most probably going to go with the 360 again, PA-14, 2023. I'm not going to release the color because I got to keep my little secrets, you know. But anyway, we're going to see what happens. Either that or the Outback, I'm not sure yet. Some things have to be discussed, so, you know.
Look, we postponed our trip with the Weave, given the forecast. For tomorrow. I got about an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. So we're going to move it down to later in the month. So maybe I hope you can make it, get your stuff ready, and we go out there and do that catfish thing.
Yeah, definitely going to make it the next date for sure. That's no problem. They've been whacking them down there in like Pontchartrain too, ain't they, Don?
Yeah,
we're going to be getting them.
It's phenomenal how many they're catching there. Yeah. We need to get in on it and put a show on Bayou Wild. So we'll reset the date and go do that. How's the fishing been down the river? You know, a lot of people are heading down that way to fish right now.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, as the water warms up, some fish will move up to the flats. But right now it seems to be the ticket is just shrimp on the bottom. Find you somewhere between, like, 5 and 8 feet. The redfish are biting. You'll also pick up puppy drum and sheephead doing that also, especially if you fish around structure, oyster reefs and stuff like that. But I know a few people have done it, and they've gotten their limits. Some nice fish, 18 to 22 inches. Keepers, of course, you catch a big one now and then they let them go and stuff like that. But it's really simple fishing. You know, some of your dead-end canals are still producing reds and a few trout. The trout are kind of iffy, you know, with that cold break or whatever. It was real good, then it gets good, and then when it warms up, I think that's when they're going to come up on the flat. So if you were trying for trout, I'd fish the deeper oyster reefs, you know, 5, 6 foot, 7 foot, when you can find those oyster reefs like that. I think that would be the ticket because I believe those oysters warm up a little bit more than the mud bottom.
Right. Eric, you know, it's time to start thinking about the City Park Big Bass Rodeo. You know, that's not that far off. We're getting some announcements on it. But in the meantime, is it still where they do not allow kayaks in those lagoons? You can fish in Bayou St. John, which is adjacent to it, but I don't think they allow you in the actual lagoons, do they?
No, you cannot put a kayak in the City Park lagoons, which I don't understand because they got other kayaks there you can rent and paddle boats and all of that stuff. That would be a great thing if we could get that to work for the city. But no, you can only go in Bayou St. John, and that's why they held boats on the bayou in Bayou St. John. You know, and I think that's the 25th. Don't quote me on that date. But, you know, you cannot do it. I think you will even get a ticket for doing that, or if not, just run off. So I've never done that, so I don't know. I've always fished Bayou St. John in the kayak. I've fished the ponds, you know, done very well with that. They got some big bass in there. People kind of overlook that area.
You know, as close as that is to Massey's, I wonder if they could ask and find out. Maybe nobody's ever asked why you can't take a kayak in there since they do allow rental boats in there. You know, why wouldn't they allow for a fee. It could be a pay per trip right. type thing. Or get a
or even
pass.
A yearly license. Yeah,
yeah right.
Yeah, exactly. $25 a year, you get 100 people. That's a good amount of money for City Park. In fact, I'm going to bring that up at the meeting this week that I have with them. We're going to, who knows where that'll go, I'll just mention it to them. But I'm supposed to have a meeting with the Big Bass Club for some suggestions and stuff like that on it. But that's a great idea, Don. It would raise money for the park, and it wouldn't cost them anything. I think it's an insurance thing, too, you know.
Well, I don't know. It could be a liability thing, but, I mean, I'm sure they've got a policy for that park. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to get hurt besides, you know, in a boat over
yeah.
there. So I'm sure that their policy might cover it. Anyway, it needs to bring it up because to have that in the middle of a big urban area where kids could go in there and put their kayak in right from the bank and be safe and don't worry about, you know, getting in any rough water or conditions, it seems like it would be workable. But anyway, bring it up, and when you report next time, let us know what they said about it.
Yeah, sure will, Don, definitely. That's a great idea. And who knows, we might get some changes on those things. That would be awesome.
It would. Eric, tell us about your trips that you're offering on the kayaks. If people want to hire you to take them out in kayaks and show them the ropes and provide everything they need, tell them how to get in touch with you.
Yeah. Well, Don, you know, you can find me on your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. Also, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. And really, just pick up the phone. My number is 504-313-8292. Also, I got a message from Lafayette Yachter real quick, Don. He wants more info on the sheephead.
There's not much more I can give. You're talking about the boiling?
I know.
I got somebody else that says it sounds good but too simple. What am I missing? I'm hungry now. There's nothing to it. It's simple. You just do what I said. Cut the head off, gun it, wrap it in cheesecloth, drop it in for 5 minutes in the boil, soak it for 30, and pull it out of there. And it's some of the best tasting fish you'll ever find. It's easy. Now we're going to have a run on sheephead. They're going to have to put limits, size restrictions, creel limits, you know, all that.
It'll be a
Save Our Sheephead organization now.
That's the next one, definitely.
There's a lot of them out there, you know, so there's plenty to go around. Eric, thanks for the report. Enjoyed it, and we will get in touch with you, and we'll get that catfish trip lined up for you.
Yeah, all right, Don. Happy New Year, and happy Mardi Gras season and all that good stuff. We'll talk to you in another 2 weeks, all right, if not
all
before
right.
then.
We'll see you then. Captain Merrick Mahabarak, they call him Captain Quint. If you ever seen a picture, look at a picture and go to his website or his Facebook page, Louisiana Kayak Company, and tell me if you don't think he resembles Captain Quint of Jaws. All right, when we come back, I got some more of these text messages coming in. We got more fishing reports for you, too. Also, our bad boy of the outdoors is a threesome went out there and they were hunting the Waskowy Wabbits and got in trouble. We'll tell you this story next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.